A Seattle City Council committee has given the green light to the mayor's proposed $930 million transportation levy. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, the committee rejected a proposal to use business and parking taxes for much of the cost.
The alternate funding proposal came from council members Nick Licata and Shama Sawant. It would shrink the property tax levy by more than one-third. A commercial parking tax and an employee hours tax would make up much of the difference. Sawant said that the tax on businesses would be small, but still make the city's tax structure more fair.
You know, council members often say that we wish that the state had less regressive taxation and that the state did not tie our hands in our efforts to carry out progressive taxation. And this is one of those opportunities where we actually have something that is legally within our rights. It is within the city's purview to carry out an employee hours tax. So I'm not sure why we're not doing it.
But Councilmember Tom Rasmussen said that small businesses are just now recovering from the recession and would be burdened by even a small tax increase. And he said increasing parking taxes would hurt low-income people.
I am usually downtown by 6:15 a.m. And to go to the gym that I belong to. And many of the people that park in the surface parking lot are working men and women. They're coming to work, they're painters, they're people who are cleaning the buildings, and they need to park off the street in order to avoid getting a ticket. So to say that working people support this is not borne out by any evidence that I've seen, nor polls.
The massive transportation levy would replace another that expires this year. It would increase property taxes for the average Seattle homeowner by about $135 a year. The levy would pay for a vast array of improvements to walking and transit routes, bridge repairs, and bike lanes. The council is set to vote June 29th on whether to send the levy to voters this November. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.